7 years, 147 years. So the Mepharshim asks a question: why was it necessary for the Torah to tell us that Yaakov Avinu lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years? It's simple arithmetic. Originally, when Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, Paro asked him, "How old are you?" He said, "I'm 130 years old." And if the Torah just would have told us that Yaakov Avinu lived 147 years, so maybe we'd understand on our own. Came when he was 130, he was Nifta when he was 147, so he was in Mitzrayim for 17 years. Why was it necessary for the Torah to stress, "Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, Shva Esrei Shana"? So the Alashar HaKadosh says that the Torah stresses this because these 17 years were special years. So if the Alashar HaKadosh, that these 17 years that he lived in Mitzrayim were the only years of his life that he lived B'Shalva. That we say in Parshas Vayeshev, Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, Kofasov Ruzah Shel Yosef. Yaakov Avinu thought already, he went through a Lavan, he went through an Esav, he went through a Sarshal Esav, went through many... many in this yonis, he figured to be kishleish of a shalva, but it didn't happen. They die with him with tzaddikim, it's not enough that he can get shalva by the mabo. Over here, Zagdal Shech HaKadosh, these were the years, 17 years of shalva, that he was zoiche to down by Olam Hazeh. The teva of Adam is, that even if he lives through a life of tzara, but at the end of his life, especially a considerable amount of time is b'shalva and b'menucha, he sort of like forgets about his old tzoros. It's like his entire life he lived b'menucha. And maybe the Torah stresses over here, he lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years. These were special years because they were b'shalva, and the Mele gave his whole life a different tzur. As I said to Alashar HaKadosh, the Malbim says a similar shot to the Alashar HaKadosh. And he's Moisif, then as I state the Fevers in the Medrash. In the Tanah of Eliyahu, it says that Yaakov lived with good, with Menucha, all of the years that he was in Mitzrayim, and it's considered as if he lived with Taylor called Yemei Chayim. So it's like, Mamas, the Medrash come out, says the Fevers, what the Malbim says, and what the Alshar HaKadosh says. There are others that want to think on that. I saw it as a Sefer, did everybody hear me? A very choshev Sefer, from a Talmud of the Netziv. He says it's very shver to say on Yaakov Avinu, whose whole life was a pnimi yizdika life, and who he understood that the tachlis of Chaim is not physical comfort, the tachlis of Chaim is not to sit and relax. He understood that life is all about struggle. And he understood that what he got from Yitzchok Avinu, what he got in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber, he realized that those were very important facets of his life. So to say that because of the 17 years, everything, his whole life, took on a different surah, he says it's a shver thing to say. So I'd like to suggest a different shot based on a yesoid from the Argi Dalyo. The Argi Dalyo says, why taka, zoikuntas, on this time of the veil, yo, that out of all the places where Yaakov Avinu has menuchas hanefesh, is here in Mitzrayim, the tomb of Mitzrayim. If anything, you would think Eretz Yisrael, the land of Kedusha, that's where you should have the menucha. And dafka over here in Mitzrayim, that's where we have a life of shalva, not a tzara in the world. So Zot Argi Dal Yahu, that there was bedafka a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misaveh, that here in Mitzrayim he had to have total menucha. Because Yaakov Avinu had a special purpose here in Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu had to instill Kedusha into the land of Mitzrayim so that his children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, should be able to survive in the tomb of Mitzrayim. What he implanted in Mitzrayim, in those 17 years that he was there, he had to put all of his koyches in, maximum koyach, every iota, every fiber of his koyach, to implant Kedusha so that the Yidden will be able to hold on to that for 210 years in Golus. And the emes is that if Mitzrayim, we know, Svarim say, Mitzrayim is the mother of all Golias. So he really had to implant Kedusha there to last throughout all the Golias. So for that, Yaakov Avinu could not have the slightest distraction. He had to be able to put full koiches into it. And what did he do? All of the teachings of his entire life, all of the madregas of Kedusha that he acquired because of these nisyanis, he was now able to implement it now in these 17 years because he had that total menucha. So the Torah tells us over here that these 17 years were special 17 years lived in Mitzrayim. It was by chiyah, that upkibat. It was a special chiyah, and it was necessary. Because the only way the Yidden would be able to survive is only with this oasis, with this oxygen mask that Yaakov Avinu left them, the Kedusha, that they were able to hold on to. The emesis you find in Jewish history, there's a similar thing. The Pasuk says in the Teichach and Parshas B'chukaisai, Va'afgam Zois, V'yoysim Be'eretzai Ve'yem, even though I punished them, but when they were in the land of their enemies, like Ma'astim, I didn't cast them away, but like Altim, I didn't make them mears, L'chaloysim, to destroy them, L'hafurbisi Yitam, to break my bris, to break my covenant with them. So Zokta Medrash, like Ma'astim, B'me'kastim, in the times when they were in Babel, I didn't cast them away. I gave them Doniel, Hanani, Mishol, Vazaria to be able to survive Golos Babel. V'lo'yga'altim, I didn't make them mias. B'mei Modai, I gave them Mordechai and Esther. They should be able to survive that Golos. L'chaloisa, b'mei Yovan. Golos Yovan, I gave them Shimon HaTzadik, Chashmenoi Ubonov, the Chashmenoim and their children to guide them through that Golos. Hover BC Tom that goes in Golos Roimi, I gave them the Chachme Hadairis. And Yeshem Alekei, only Moisam Mashiach. So on that, Chelik of the Medrash, where it says, Lechaloisam Bimei Yovan, that I gave them Shimon HaTzadik and Chashmonai Ubonov. Mele Chashmonai Ubonov, they led them through the Nitzachan of Chanukah. But Shimon HaTzadik lived about 100 years before the Mice of Chanukah. So what in the world does he have to do with the Nitzachan over Yovan? Yovan, Teresis is the same thing. It was the Kedusha that Shimon HaTzadik implanted in his generation that carried on, that gave the Kayach to the Chashmenon, gave the Kayach to them to be able to fight against the Yavanim. He lived 100 years before, but it was his Kayach implanted in that Makim that they were able to be Yainik from. It's interesting. I read from Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal in his history book. He writes a fascinating thing. He says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose Babel of all places to bring Klal Yisrael into that goal? He gives a couple of reasons. Number one, the language was similar to Lashon Kodesh, so it would be easier for them to adapt there. Number two, it had many date trees, and Parnosa would be benimtza for them. But number three, he says, because Avraham Avinu lived in Ur Kasdim in Babel, so there was Kedusha left over from Avraham Avinu, and that would be able to be Mashpia on the Yidden. You're talking about a cheshvin of over 1,000 years. The Kedusha of Avraham Avinu was left in Babel to be able to be Mashpia on the Yidden when they were in Babel. How many hundreds of years later on? So Yaakov Avinu had to be piled this during these 17 years. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that menucha. That's why the Torah stresses, by Yechi Yaakov, there was an emes de kechiyas there. The Eretz Mitzrayim Shvash Reshon. Pasuk goes on that he calls over Yosef and he says, V'osisa yimodi chesed ve'emes, al nosig bereini b'mitzrayim. Don't bury me in Mitzrayim. V'shachafti yam avoysa, I will lie down with my fathers. Unisosani mi Mitzrayim, you should carry me out of Mitzrayim. Ukvartani bikvurasa, and you should bury me in their tomb. So there are three halakim of the instruction over here. Number one, al nosig bereini bi Mitzrayim. That's number one. Number two, unisosani mi Mitzrayim, you should carry me out of Mitzrayim. And number three, ukvartani bikvurasa. Why does the Torah have to say all three? He could have said, bury me with my fathers. Right? Don't bury me in Mitzrayim, carry me out of Mitzrayim. It's a little bit redundant. Why does the Torah have to say all three? So I saw a beautiful pshat from Agoyin Reb Avraham Lev Grodkin. He says the following pshat. Rashi brings down over here three reasons why Yaakov Avinu did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. Number one, the end is going to be, there's going to be a makir of Kinim. I don't want the Kinim to crawl under my body. Number two, I don't want them to make an Avodah Zarah out of me. And number three, Rashi says that he doesn't want to have to crawl through the tunnels, Tzar, Gilgul, Mechilos, to get to Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't want to have to go through that. So Zarkis, Rav Avraham Leib Grodkin, these are the three stages over here that the Torah is Maramas to. Number one, Al Nosik Bereni B'Mitzrayim. I don't want to be buried in Mitzrayim because the offer of Mitzrayim is going to turn into Kinam. Okay, so for that maybe you can come up with an Eitzah. Bury him in a box where the Kinam are not going to get to him. The Shvatim were buried like that. Yosef Zichur was buried in a box and placed underneath the water. So for that, you could have placed him in a box. He shouldn't, you know, that the Kinam shouldn't get to him. She says, no, there's a second problem. I don't want them to make an Avodah Zarah out of me. When they're so signing me Mitzrayim, carrying me out of Mitzrayim, I don't want them to make an Avodah Zarah out of me. Oh, but for that alone, they can take him out of Mitzrayim and bury him out of the pool of Mitzrayim, and there won't be a problem. For that, he says, Neinu Kartani B'Kvurasam. I don't want to have to crawl through the Gilgul Mechilai, the Melu Kartani B'Kvurasam. So the Melu, the Terrace is three stages, and every one of them is Miranis to a different reason that Rashi brings down over here. I saw brought down another pshat, a Mayudik pshat, from Hagoyim Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover. Yitzchak Isaac Chover was from the big Gaonim, from the big Mekubolim. And he says a pshat in the Kinam. He says, I don't want to be buried here because of the Kinam. Parshat pshat Rashi says, I don't want the Kinam to crawl under me. But he says a different pshat. It's a Dovi Yadua, the Gemara says in the Sechnas Tainas, Yaakov Avinu Loit Meis. Yaakov Avinu was not Nifter. There are those that teach it to mean his spirit was not nifter. That means his spirit is still with us. His spirit is carried on through Klal Yisrael. Over from the Rishonim, it's mashma literally Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. Tosfos brings down in Masechtas Tainis Daf Hei Amud Beis, the famous medrash, that when they were about to bury Yaakov Avinu, and Esav came to be Makati, he says, "Hey, what are you doing? That's my chelik. You can't take away my keder." So the Shvatim were tying his chayis with him. What do you mean? You sold it to Yaakov. He says, oh yeah, show me the star. So Naftali ran to Mitzrayim to get the star. And while Naftali ran to Mitzrayim to get the star, Chushim, the son of Dun, who was hard of hearing, he didn't understand what was going on. He sees that they're not burying him. There's some sort of a delay. She says, what's going on here? So he told him, Esav is making problems. She says, Vos, Avi Ovi, Mutul B'Zayim. And I should let this happen? He walked over to Esav, he gave him a chop in his head, the back of his head. Esav's eyes popped out and they rolled to the feet of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu sat up and he smiled and he laid back down again. So Tosfos, you see, literally, Yaakov Avinu like Meis. Literally. And Mele, Zotru Yitzchak Isaac Chover, if they would have buried Yaakov in Mitzrayim, and Matthias would have been there, then the Kinam never could have taken place. The same way when Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, the Rav stopped. That's the same way the Chiyus of Yaakov Avinu could not have allowed the Makir of the earth to take place with Kinam. The Mele Seifeli is Kinam. You can't bury me over here because that's going to be my Akavit from coming. Right? Now what's that of the Pshat? The Pshat is that all of the Makirs that were inflicted on Mitzrayim came from the Heder of Kedusha, from the Heder, from the lack of Shechina. Godlessness, that's what's going on all problems in the world. Because when Yaakov Avinu was there, there couldn't have been a hunger, there couldn't have been other things either. So if he would be buried in the offer of Mitzrayim, the kingdom could not have taken place. So if an asked the kingdom, he says, I can't be here. And that's a lesson to what we see in the world today. There's Torahs all around us. Everybody worries, you know, you have this terrible tragedy in Connecticut. There's very nice emotional things, moments of silence, a moment of silence here, and you have football players putting the names of the dead people on their helmets, and you have, you know, Pratz Mechri's design with the names of all, very emotional things. You know, the Tzadah Shavuos and all these things, nobody has to really invest much. It's no big kunst to have a moment of silence. Anybody can be quiet. But it's a shayla of giving up their egg and the tigers for guns and for videos and komine, dvarim asurim, that they're not ready to do. That, oh no, you're taking away our rights. No one's willing to be mocked with anything. You know, they're willing to pay lip service, moment of silence here, moment of silence there. The world is going to pop. The reason for all of these tzaras that we see in society today is it's a godless society. They've gotten the Shechina out of our lives. And like, oh, that's the reason for all of the Torahs. In a place where Yaakov Avinu was, in a place where there was Kedusha, it was impossible for these things to happen. And that's a limit for us, that the more Kedusha, that we're Moshev to the world, you know, the less Torahs there are. Now, Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, V'ani v'vayim yipadu neso alai rachel. So why did Yaakov Avinu tell him the whole story?
how we came as we were approaching Eretz Yisrael, Rachel Imenu was nifter, and I know that you have timers on me, and so on and so forth. So the Parshas Shach Rashi says he's pampering himself. How could I be my triach you to bring you all the way to the Maris HaMachpelah when I didn't do the same for your mother? And he told him it was the business I was al piyadim. But the Meshech Chachma says that there was another remez over here. Yaakov Avinu was Mashbiah Yosef that he carried out this inyan of burying him in Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu wanted to warn him the consequences of not keeping his shvuah. Why was Rachel Imenu Nifta Chazal say? Because Yaakov Avinu made Nidorim Kakadosh Baruch Hu, and he didn't keep them. So he was being Meramis to Yosef as the business sign that a Shua, a promise, a Kabbalah, is a Chumayizdik thing. Because I wasn't the kind. So you have to be very careful to keep the Shua. When Yaakov Avinu gives the Brachas to Ephraim and Menashe, state, by Yishlach Yisroel as Yeminoi, by Yoshes al Rosh Menashe, Sikeles Yoda, Rashi says, B'kavonet, he refocused his hands, he rearranged his hands, Sike with Seichel, Ki Menashe HaBechor, because Menashe was the Bechor, so the Chvoyde, he didn't want to move him out of place to the left side. So Sikeles Yoda, that way not to be Mabate, Menashe, but at the same time, he placed the Chashivus on a Friday. That's the Parshat of Shabbat. However, there's another way of learning Sikel as Yodai. That means Sikel is a lotion of Seichel. And Yodai is a lotion of physical Kayach. So what's the pshat over here? Where does Seichel and physical Kayach come into play over here? I once saw Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, what was the shakel of the Tariya between Yaakov and Yosef? Why is it that Yosef felt that the right hand should be placed on Menashe? And Yaakov Avinu Lehebuch wanted to place the right hand on Ephraim. It's Yodua that Menashe, he was a minister in the house of Yosef, the Beis HaMalchus. He was Meshamash in the Beis HaMalchus, together with the ministers. Whereas Ephraim, the younger son, he sat and learned with Yaakov Avinu, he sat and learned Torah from his grandfather. Yosef held that Yosef Klal Yisrael is going to be in Golis now. The Ikar Chashivas has to be given to the minister, the Shtaglin, the one that's going to represent Klal Yisrael, the Beis HaMalchus. The Melech, he placed Yaakov Avinu's hand on Menashe, because he was the minister, he's the Shtaglin, he's going to have the Ikar Siyat and the Shmaya. But that Yaakov Avinu told him, no, it doesn't work like that. The Ikar Koyach of Klal Yisrael, the survival in Golis, is with the Koyach HaTayrah. Yes, we need Shtaglonim. Yes, we need Jewish representatives of the Beis HaMalchus. Oh, but where do they get their kayach from? They get their kayach from the Talmud Chacham, from the Chachamim, from the ones that have the Das Torah to guide them. So that's the pshat. Sikel es Yodai. Sikel is the Seichel HaTorah. Yodai is the physical Ishtadlus. By putting Ephraim first, Sikel es Yodai, he gave the kayach HaSeichel to the Yad as well. That the Yad, the one that makes the physical Ishtadlus, the Reis HaMalchus, he could come Mikayach HaSeichel, Mikayach HaTorah. Then Einu Ra'inu, with our own eyes we see how before World War II you didn't have much Torah over here. Yes, there were yeshivas here, and the Taklim were individual gedolim, but the real power of Koyach HaTorah came from Aaron Kuklo with the Rosh Yeshivas, with the Chassidish Admirim after World War II, and there was a tremendous proliferation of Torah with yeshivas and with Kayulim. And what happened after that? When they came along Shtadlonis, and our Shtadlonis, our ties with the government became stronger. Today you have an Agudas Yisrael with all kinds of contacts with the government. They have a special office in Washington, D.C. It was the Koyach HaTorah Gufa that gave us better ties to the government. And the Shtadlonim today are Agudas Yisrael and others, they're backed by Das Torah. That's the Sikeles Yodai, the Koyach HaSeichel that gives Koyach to the Yad to be able to be Mishtad. I once heard a movie that came out from Rav Moshe Scherer, the Katzadik Lebracha. HaMalach HaGoyel Oisimi Kol Ra. The Malach that redeems me from all bad. Yivorech Es HaNa'orim. He should bench the Na'orim. V'yikorei Behem Shmi. V'shem Avaisai Avram V'Yitzchak. He should call upon them my name and the names of my fathers Avram and Yitzchak. V'yidgul Oreth V'kerev Oretz. They should multiply like the fish V'kerev Oretz. Moshe Scherer asked the question, How is it that Yaakov Avinu places his name before the names of his father and grandfather Abraham and Yitzchak? Where's the Derech Eretz? The Karev Yam Shmi, V'Shem Avishai Abraham and Yitzchak. What's the Pshat? So, he said in Mayur the Kipshat, it's a Dover Yodua that Abraham Avinu was outstanding in the Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak was outstanding in the Midah of Avoyda. He was a carbon, he was an Oilu Tamima. And Yaakov represented Torah. Chesed is a Mayur the Kazakh by itself, but if it's not done through Torah, then the Chesed is not a real Chesed. How many people you have donating billions of dollars to cat foundations and kol mine zachen that are nishgishtoyim, nishgifloyim, they're valueless. And they'll donate to cat foundations and to Peter and all kinds of mishigasim. Chesed without Torah is garnished. Same thing with Avodah. You have plenty of people that are into meditation with yoga and all kinds of mishuganah things, spiritual things that they think is givaldi. If it's not, I'll be Torah, it's garnished. When you have Torah, you have Chesed. When you have Torah, you have Avodah. Certainly you have Torah. That's what Yaakov Avinu was saying. The first thing you have to call is my name. You call it Abraham Shmi. First, you have to look at things from the spectrum of my name, the spectrum of Torah. Then Rishayim Avoyse Avraham Yitzchak. If you have Torah, then the Chesed of Avraham Avinu and the Avodah of Yitzchak, then it could reach its flames. Roy Hadvarim Yishayimram. You know, Moshe Sherev, the Shtavon Hagadol in Klal Yisrael. He didn't make a move without that Das Torah, without the Koyach Torah, the Mayetzes Gedolei Torah. He's always in contact with Moshe, with Rav Yaakov, with Rav Hutner, with the other Gedolei that lived in his time. That's the Pshat. Shmi has to come first, and then B'Shem Avoyzai, Avram B'Yitzchak. Vayikra Yaakov Elbonov. Yaakov Avinu called his sons. Vayomer, and he said, Hey Osvu Va'agido Lochem, gather together and I will tell you, Esa Sheikra Eschem Ba'achvus Hayom. That which shall happen to you at the end of days. So Rashi, it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bikesh Legali says Akates. Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala, the end of days, to his sons. Vinistalkami Memeshkin. Vihishkalayim Advarim Achayim, he started saying other things. The Gemara says the following. Bikesh Yaakov Legali says Akates. And the Shkina left him. So he said, Shemi Yishak Chas V'Sholem, maybe there's a Gam in Mezerah, there's Chet in Mezerah. Maybe somebody doesn't believe in Hashem. So all of them together said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yaakov Avinu heard that, he said, Baruch Shem Kroy Malchusay Vayelavad. Shema Yisrael means listen on Father Yisrael. To that Yaakov Avinu answered, Baruch Shem Kroy Malchusay Vayelavad. You have to understand, what was the importance of being Megal in the case? Bechalal there's a Shaila in the Rishayim, I see. Which case was he referring to? Was it the case of Golos Mitzrayim? Or was it the case of the Yemais HaMashiach? That's a Shaila in the Mephoshim. But whichever case it is, why was it important to be Megal in the case? If anything, the Gemara says, Tipechatz Meisishon Megali Kishon Mechashvei Kitzim. To know when Mashiach comes is no big deal. The people that want to know exactly when Mashiach is coming. You know, the Vilna Gaon has a pirish on the Kabbalah Sefer, Safra Ditzniusa. And in it, he has a shtickle, it's like a riddle, it's a very cryptic piece from the Vilna Gaon, and there is Megal the Cheshman of Mashiach. And he says, Umashbiyani, anyone that figures out what this means, he's Megal it, he's not going to live through the year. Not going to live through the year. So Chaim Volozhiner had a Talmud that came over to him and said, I learned through the Goyim, and I figured out the case. So Chaim says, tell it over to me. I want to hear. So Talmud was afraid to say. You know, so he said, no, tell it over to me. So the Talmud started saying it, and all of a sudden his mouth became totally deformed. He froze, he couldn't talk. So the Chaim had to run to the kever of the Goyim to daven, and the fellow had a refuah. There was another time, during the period of the Kantanistan, this was set over by Yecheskel Abramsky. In the period of the Kantanistan, the Tzara was Nurev Oyim. Little children were being ripped away from the hands of their mothers and mobilized into the Tsar's army, where they were inculcated with Kfira, with Christianity. They were fed Chazer. They came back 30 years later, 40 years later, Mamish Kemat Okishmat, Shreklich Tzara. And the Gedolim got together in St. Petersburg to be done what to do. So somebody was ma'aver, there's no question that Mashiach is coming. Because such a tzara was never heard of in the history. It must be Mashiach's times, and everybody was all hepped up. It's Mashiach, yeah, ma'aver. So a zaken got up, and he said, chas v'shalom, that it should get out that it's Mashiach's times. Why? Because if the Hamoinam is going to hear that we said it's Mashiach's times, there's going to be a mass, you know, a mass. His Irish Mashiach is here. If Chas v'Shalom doesn't come, the disappointment is going to be like in the times of the Shabbosai Tzvi. Chas v'Shalom, who knows what kind of damage it is. And to show you it's not Mashiach's times, I will now be Megala to you, the Zman of Mashiach. And if you'll ask me, Rabbi, you say, how do I know the Zman of Mashiach? The Vilna going in his Pirush on Sakhrid, it's Niyusa, he's Megala when Mashiach is coming. And if you'll tie it to me, but the Vilna Gaon said that nobody should be Megalit, and he's Nirashbiya, anyone not to be Megalit, he says if the Vilna Gaon would know the Torahs that we're living in right now, then the Vilna Gaon would be Makir 100%. And he started saying it, and he fell over on the spot, and he was Nifta. So he's like, Cheskel Abramsky said over this Meisiv. So to be Megalit the Kates, why is that of any importance? Like, why is it important for Yaakov Avinu to be Megalit the Kates? Stating the Rambam the following. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet Mehilchas Kriya Shema says the following. Mesoiris hi biyodengu. We have a Mesoira that when Yaakov Avinu gathered together his sons in Mitzrayim, right before he was Nifter, he was Mitzavah them and he was Mizariz them al Yichud Hashem to be Miyachid the Shem of Hashem and also to walk in the ways that Avram and Yitzchak lived. And he asked them, he says, my sons, is there anyone amongst you that has a psul or a chayt? He said, no. They all said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And he said, Baruch Hashem, Kvod Malchus HaLeilam Vayim. So the Ketzer Mishnah asks a question. That's not what the Gemara says happened. The Rambam says he wanted to be Mizariz them to do Avodas HaBayim. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says he wanted to be Megal of the Gates. So why does the Rambam change the pshat and say he wanted to teach them Avodas Hashem? That's not what the Gemara says. And where did the Rambam get this from? Zokter Pshach Satzal, Sefer Abi Ezri, that the Rambam is telling us what's pshat in that Gemara. Stop to tell us when the end of days is going to come. There's no purpose in that. As Chazal said, Tipech Asmeisum Shom Chashvei Kisim. It's not because he wanted to satisfy their curiosity. It's not the pshat. Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell them the case for one purpose only. There's going to be an end coming. You got to be ready for that case. You got to prepare yourself. You got to be Miyachid Shem Hashem. You have to follow in the footsteps of Avraham and Yitzchak. Then you'll be ready for the case. But if you don't prepare yourself and you're not Isaac in Kedusha, you're not going to be ready. That's why the Rambam doesn't say Bikush Legalis is that case. That was secondary. The Gili Akeitz was for one purpose and one purpose only. You should be ready when the Kates comes. You'll be nice and clean. You'll be nice and pure. And you'll be able to do what you're supposed to do at the time. As I learned, the Ramas with Roshas Chandaram. So why, that's the case, Pakas. Why did they take away the Shechina from him? Why Pakas wasn't able to be Megala to them? So some of us should say, because if they would know how late it would be in coming, they'll be Miyayish right away. As a matter of fact, somebody once came to the Beis HaLevi and he said, I learned through the Goyim and I know when the Kates is, and he was all happy about it. So the Beis HaLevi said, you don't know the right shot, because if you know the right shot, you wouldn't be smiling. He told him. So it could be someone to say that that's the reason why. If they would know how far off it is, they'd be Miyayish. But Rav Shach says, he says, Mashalom Adav Redayman, a mother goes away for about an hour, she leaves the house, she tells her two boys, boys, when I come back, I want your room to be spotless. So one boy is very, you know, very efficient kid, he's very azariz, you know, so he gets working on it right away. He wants it to be clean when his mother comes. The other kid is the exact opposite. He's lazy, he procrastinates, and he keeps on pushing it. Oh, yeah, I still got time to have an hour, a half hour left. And then finally, when it's about 10 minutes before his mother comes, he's like, hey, I already wasted all the time, and he gives up right away. Yeah, forget it, you know, I'll get into trouble. Telling people when the case is could be a good kutzah. For those that there's reason, oh, we have to be ready for that time. We better work. We have to be mizaris ourselves. But on others, it could have an adverse effect. Oh, there's plenty of time left. you know, and they keep on pushing it off and pushing it off, and then by the time, you know, the real time comes, they're not going to be ready. So therefore, in Hashemayim, they said it's better not to say anything, and that way let them work on their own. Oh, but that was the reason why Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala in the case, not stamp to fulfill their curiosity over, they should be ready. When Mashiach comes, you should tackle Mizoyah and the Kor of Yameinu. I'll go to Shabbos, everybody.
Tomorrow brings down the person should make sure that every minute of time he should be in.